Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards. To be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast. I'm Simone Roche and this is episode 2 of the Power Up season, where we hear from role models from across the Northern Power Women community, talking about their career journeys, their experience and the hacks that they have learnt along the way. Last week, we heard from Maya Dibley sharing her experience of boards and translating the lexicon that surrounds it. So this week, it's episode 2 of this 7-week season, and we are talking to Shalina Begum about the power of your voice and boosting your profile. Sheila is an experienced journalist and knows firsthand the impact and importance of amplifying voices and getting your messages across. She is currently the Northwest Business Editor for the Business Desk, having worked previously for MEN Media for 21 years. I can't believe that. You just do not look old enough. Shalina has recently founded Shalina Begum Media and is also on this year's Power List for Northern Power Women. She is a mum of two and absolutely an all-round superwoman. Welcome, Shalina.
Thanks for having me, Simone. Great to be here.
So let's kick straight in. How important is profile building and where do you even begin?
Quite a good question. There's a profile building. I've never really thought about myself as building my profile. I think I've just been doing it without realizing I've been doing it for the last 20 years, really. And it's only recently it was a professional man who asked me, what am I doing more to build my profile? And I thought, I didn't realize I had to do more. But, you know, when you're a journalist as well, you're automatically in the sort of limelight. People know who you are. And I think that's sort of probably boosting my profile automatically. But on top of that, I have been doing a lot of work in the community, in the business community, and that has helped. But not to build my profile, just because it's something that I enjoy doing. And with that has come profile building. So where do you begin? I guess I started when I first started my role, and that was 21 years ago as a 19-year-old.
And do you think, you know, you said you don't have to wait until you've got years of experience on your belt. You start way back at the start. I think that's something I'm always quite passionate on. It's never too early to start building your network, I believe. So is that the same with profile?
Oh, same here. So I started as a journalist when I was 19 years old. And when I first started, it was for a publication called the Asian News. And there weren't many journalists from the Asian community, let alone the Bangladeshi community. So as soon as I got that role, my community were really, really proud of me and they started inviting me to get involved with the stuff, initiatives that they were doing. So I was the first female member on the Rochdale Bangladeshi Association project in like 30 years. So to have a female on the board, and I was very young at the time. So again, you know, it was early, but you know, one of those things people asked me and I said yes. And sometimes I think that's the way to go. You know, I'm an expert in my profession and you know, nobody else can tell me how to do my job apart from myself and my team. And you know, when you're an expert in what you're doing, you are building that profile straight away. Nobody's telling you to do it.
And I think that's really interesting because it's so easy to say no to things, isn't it? You know, and again, the thing I love to say is say yes and work it out later. But, you know, what made you become your own advocate, if you like? Because that's, you know, that's something I think you develop as you go on. And we're really big fans here of advocacy and allyship.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I've said no plenty of times because I've been scared. I'm scared thinking I can't do it. But as I've got older, that confidence, I think, grows with you as you get older and you start learning your job and you start meeting people. I say yes more now than I did 20 years ago. I wish I had said yes a bit more often back then, because a bit like what you said, you know, now I say yes and just work out the details later. And quite often it just works out and you sat there thinking, what was I so worried about? And there are times when I've said yes and I think, oh God, I wish I hadn't done that. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes and that's one of the biggest lessons that you can learn over the years. And you don't feel embarrassed about your mistakes as you get older either. You sort of learn from it and move on.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's almost, I think when people say, oh, what were those failures or what were those blocks that got in your way? I don't think you ever see it as that. It's almost, you know, you kind of use that to learn from, I think, sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. And again, a bit like, you know, what's about profile building, like you sort of deal with that, realizing it. Same with your mistakes. Sometimes you don't sit down and think about it. You just get on with it. A lot of it, I think with women, it's just doing it. I think we do, and then, you know, sometimes you have time to reflect back on everything that you have done. You're like, oh, I've done quite a bit, but sometimes we don't sit back and think about all the stuff that we have done and have achieved and give ourselves a pat on the back.
I think it's so important to high five yourself. I think, you know, I think I first met you when you were running the, I think it was the top 100 series for the MEN, I think International Women's Day.
Yes.
And What the thing that struck out to me was the pictures. You had all the pictures in frames. And I remember walked into it. It was the day after, I think, our second awards or something like that. And I walked in feeling an imposter in my own right. You know, but to see all that visibility, I think it's so important, that high-fiving. Do you think you need a network around you to support that high-fiving, or is it important to just be your own sort of cheerleader?
I mean, it's important to be on cheerleader, but you need that network. I've always had a network of, you know, mainly women around me ever since I started off in my career, whether that be your friends, your family. And as I got older, I've made a network of people, you know, I've got a huge network of women, different groups of women. And I know I can contact these different groups of women when I need to, depending on, you know, what's happening at the time. And without these women in my life, I don't know how I sometimes have got through certain challenges, especially when I left the MEN in September. I had no idea what I wanted to do next. I was a bit, you know, my career defined who I was. And then when I didn't have that, I was like, what am I? And that scared me a little bit. And the number of women I spoke to were just like, Shalina, you know, you've got this, you know, you're brilliant what you do, you've got a great network. And having those voices in my head really helped me get through the 6 months until I got the job that I'm in now.
I think that's really interesting, because having a brand like the Manchester Evening News media group around you, it is, like you said, it's a brand that can define you. So you're now at the business desk and you had 6 months, as you know, you've set up Shalina Begum. What would be sort of a top tip for people out there who are in that same position, have walked away from a massive corporate with a big name and maybe going it alone or portfolio? What is the advice there?
So I was definitely lost for a bit. I was definitely lost. And I remember writing my CV in case I saw a job that came along. And the whole like patting yourself on the back. It's when I wrote my CV and I was like, whoa, I've done quite a lot. And with what I've done, I can do a lot more. I was just finding what I wanted to do next. But 3 months down the road, I missed my old job. And that was okay as well. Like, you know, I didn't feel like I made a mistake to leave. But I definitely knew that I missed my old job and I wanted to go back into doing journalism again. And then this role that I'm in now came up 6 months later and I just thought, that's my role, you know, and I just thought it was meant to be. This is my role. It's very similar to what I was doing before, different organisation, a lot more events, etc. But it was my role. And when I applied for the job, I was just like, I'm going to get it. And I did.
I love that. It is my job. I'm coming through this Zoom screen and I'm taking it. But that's amazing, because this is particularly, you know, building that profile. And you said you felt lost, and this is absolutely a space where imposter syndrome can run riot. So, you know, what made you believe? Who was it? People around you? Was it you? Was it your two mini cheerleaders?
It was definitely people on it. It was me. I'm 40 now, and I was thinking about the next. I've still got another 2-3 decades of work left in me. I don't want to like not enjoy the next 20 years. I enjoyed the last 21 years. And for me, it was finding a family. So when I was at the MEN, we were the MEN family, and I wanted to find another family, which I have done. And I think, you know, when you're working, you're with your work family, they, you see them more than you see your own sometimes, and you have to have that right fit. So when I was being interviewed by my bosses, I just knew then that actually I can work with these guys. You know, they're really nice and we think the same way and we want the same things, and that relationship was really important to me. So And having those relationships are really, really important with your network of women and men and the communities you work in. And without those relationships, I don't think you get far in life.
That's brilliant. And what made you, what gave you the belief that your views and contributions were valuable?
That took a while, not straight away. It's, the more high profile I sort of became in the business community, for example, started being asked, can you like host an event? Shalina, can you be part of a roundtable? Can you come into this show? Can you do a podcast, for example? And slowly you start, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, I do know what I'm talking about. And there are times, you know, I have said no, thinking, I'm going to say something really silly and embarrass myself. And that has stopped me before. But now I'm just learning from that. And like, actually, podcast, I could just delete that bit that I didn't say. Or, you know, just having, I think saying it with confidence and conviction and knowing when to say it. You know, if I don't have anything to say about a certain subject, I'll hold my hands up like, I'm really sorry, but I can't really say much about this because I'm not that involved in it. And I think that's just as important.
But I think that is really interesting because sometimes you have a worry about filling that empty space, don't you? And you just think, oh, I have no idea of this subject matter. Or in fact, we talked with Maya last week, you know, she was talking about being on a board and actually you don't have, it's not about you having all your time kind of thing. You probably, your contribution may only be a small, I don't know why I'm showing a sign because it's a podcast, but you know, but it's really interesting. You don't have to have all the answers, right? This has been part of a wider discussion.
Yeah, definitely not. And also, I know people underestimate the power of listening. You know, I have been to meetings where I might not have contributed the most, but I've listened the most. So when I've come out, everybody's talking about it, I was like, actually, did not listen to what this person said and that person said. This is what they want and that's not what they want. So listening is really, really important. As a person, I'm very much an introvert anyway. And when you're an introvert, you know, one of your skills is listening to other people and making the best of what other people are sometimes saying and taking that away and doing something with that information.
Absolutely. And finally, I can't believe, you know, we want some of those really sort of nuggets that people can do. So what steps can our listeners take to grow their profile? And what are the tips for learning to speak with conviction? We've recently set up the Be Heard platform, which is all about leveling up the media and events industry. And it's designed for all. It's not designed for all of the super duper experts. It's designed for everyone. So if somebody wants to speak on a podcast or maybe down the line want a speaker, you know, be interviewed by yourself, Shalina, or on the BBC Couch or whatever, we just want to build that up, break those myths away. So what are those tips, what are those secret hacks that listeners can take to grow the profile and speak with a conviction?
Yeah, so growing your profile, you can be part of a network of, you know, whether that's a network of women. There's like one called Fresh Walks. I don't know if you've been on the Fresh Walks, and they do the women's walk now. And, you know, that could be like a starter for women, like going those walks, the informal, the casual, you meet other women. You know, like in the tech sector, there's like groups like, you know, Girls Geek Group, for example, in Northern Quarter. You know, join these groups because they're all welcoming and that's a way to meet other people in your sector or in your profession. Online is obviously great, but online doesn't substitute meeting other people, you know, face-to-face. And, you know, it's a bit harder because of still in COVID. But I definitely think trying to meet other men and women, that's not just women, you know, men are also helpful. I think having that face-to-face contact is really important. Speaking with conviction, people often don't realise how much they know about their own subject until they're asked about it. You know, the amount of people I've spoken to, they're like, oh, I can't talk about that. But it's your job. And when they start opening up and talking about it, they talk with conviction because they know what they're doing. So don't be afraid to talk about what you know. Don't be afraid to say, I'm not comfortable talking about that because I don't know about it. But often I found people know what they're talking about.
I think sometimes you just take taking that step back, you know, it's just brilliant. You know what, it's so brilliant. So many top tips and so many pieces of nuggets of advice that we have fitted into that. Thank you so, so much to Shalina. We will be preparing a cheat sheet to accompany the podcast so that you can put into practice all of these top tips and side hustles that will power up your profile. Over the coming weeks, we're going to be discussing allyship, leveling up and mentorship. So please do join in the conversation at North Power Women and at Northern Power Women subscribing on all our other socials, or drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you, podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. I'm Simone Roche. You've been listening to a Northern Power Women podcast, Power Up Season, a What Goes On Media production.